601-361-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Riverside at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion each and every day as we face the issues. I pray that as we face the issues and you join in the dialogue and discussion, it is informative, encouraging, challenging, and an absolute challenge for what we ought to do as Christians, conservatives, and patriots in the society in which we're living in. We're talking about an issue today that might sound a little odd at the face of it. Are the inmates running the asylum? I don't know if you can. I can picture that. Are the inmates running the asylum? And the answer to that question is yes. We're watching it right out of Washington. We're watching it right out of the major blue cities across America where we have, I believe there's some 46 cities today that have their city parks or the universities or colleges, college campuses, simply being overrun, taken over, and controlled by the socialist Marxist media and the wannabe terrorists that are controlling our system today. Listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just play a little introductory what-if game. What if thousands of Christians gather on the streets, block the bridges, cover all of the public spaces, chant loud and clear, Biden must go, Biden must go, or death to the liberals, or simply lock arms together and surround the Capitol building and simply pray. What would happen? Would it be so-called free speech? Would we have the police to arrest them? Some of them get arrested, and when they get arrested, they're booked and released, no bond, no charges. Then they expunge the record. Is that what they would do? Or let's just do another little hypothetical. What if? What if thousands and thousands of MAGA hat wearers, Trump followers, were to block the bridges, block the expressways, block the university entrances, and scream out, death to Biden or death to the liberals? What would happen? Oh, I know, they would just let them go. They'd say that's free speech and we can't interrupt. Do you think that? But yet we see on the converse of that today, ladies and gentlemen, the terrorists in the street chanting death to America, death to Israel. Gaza must be free. All they're saying there is destroy the Jewish nation. So we're talking about that today. We're looking at some of the nuances of what's taking place and what we should see and understand from a Christian perspective. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so from the central biblicist worldview. What does the scripture say? Do we have any indication that what we see taking place today is somehow, some way, part of what God's word would tell us? Yes, it is. It's what we, that which we're seeing today, is it a part of God's plan to ultimately judge America and destroy America as a result of our turning our backs on God, rejecting Jesus Christ? What would you say? How do you respond to it? Those are some of the issues we'll talk about today, but we're going to drill deep in relationship to what's happening with our colleges and universities, why it's taking place, who's in charge, and what are the terrorists, rioters, demonstrators, what are they wanting to accomplish? What's the end goal? Where will we go with this? When will it end? How will it end? What is your perspective on that? Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that, again, as we face the issues, we do so based on the truth of the Word of God. It's looking at world events, including these rioters, these demonstrators, these terrorists at the university campuses across America, some 46 cities, I believe it is. We're watching it. We need to look at it through the prism of the Word of God, the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made about the truth book, the Word of God. "Thy word is truth," the scripture says. Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need truth today more than any other issue that we could talk about, more than any other factor in society that we could examine. Absolute truth. You know, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but many feel that somehow, some way, what you see taking place in the Beltway in Washington, especially in the Capitol, the Speaker, the floor of the House, and the floor of the Senate, that what they say needs to be truth. Listen. It is called puffery. They are not expected to tell the truth. The law allows them to lie. And I've said many, many times, a half-truth is a whole lie. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that taking place today. Truth matters, whether you realize it, whether we examine it and believe it or not. Most younger Americans today say that there's no absolute truth. The millennial generation, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines their own version of truth. There's not but one version of truth. It's either the whole truth or it's a whole lie. There's no such thing as a partial truth. You can't bifurcate truth and think that you're going to get truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made this statement in part. He said, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real." And yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing that across the nation with the rioters, the demonstrators, the pro-Hamas, if you please, the anti-Jewish group that's wanting to undermine, to tear down, and destroy. Listen, it's not just about Jewish people. It's not just about Israel. It's not just about Hamas. It's not just about America and Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a running attempt today to literally destroy the fundamentals, the foundation of our nation. As I'll talk about later in the broadcast, we're witnessing the third term of Barack Hussein Obama that said he's going to fundamentally change America. We're witnessing the fundamental changes taking place right at this very moment under the Biden administration. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian, church reformer, says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, the more we see of society, the more we ought to recognize as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, that we need to recognize and be able to discern what is false, what is truth, what is truth, and what is error. We need to recognize, too, that the Bible is very, very clear in Isaiah 5:20. I'm going to paraphrase it for you, that there'll come a day when what is true will be false, what is false will be true, what is white will be black, what is black will be white, what is good will be evil, and what is evil will be good. Ladies and gentlemen, we see that coming to pass today. It's taking place on a moment-by-moment basis in America, and yes, may I say, even around the globe. This is the reason I believe that as Christians and conservatives and patriots, we need to be more and more aware of what's happening. And we need to take a greater and greater stand to prevent not just the destruction of America, but to prevent the ongoing decay of our nation. We may not stop it, but we can retard the speed of the growth of the decay in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for all of those wanting to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands with Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, the good news is Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff. They can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. The U.S. flag, Old Glory, is flying atop of that flagpole. Find that flag in the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me read a verse that sets the stage. Psalms 146, verse 3 says, "Put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help." Now, in sight of what God's word says, that where do we place our trust? The more and more I see, ladies and gentlemen, the more I witness the events of this world, and especially in America, and the lawfare scenario that we're in today, where there's a destroy-the-enemy mindset, especially if it's the political enemy, where that is the mindset, we need to recognize what is taking place and the need for Christians and conservatives to pray, to seek God's face, confess our sins, and ask Him to heal our land. Our land needs healing more than any other time in my lifetime, and I'm still under 100 years old, and I believe we need to recognize that God needs to intervene. And I'm prayerful that November the 5th this year, just a few months away, it is my prayer that God will divinely intervene in such a way that we can see the hand of God at work in the preservation and the protection of the United States of America, our religious liberties, and the freedoms that we have as Americans. Because after all, ladies and gentlemen, according to the scripture, Proverbs 4:19, we're dealing with wicked people in society. And Proverbs 4:19 says, "The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble." In other words, they do not realize what they're doing and what they've caused and what will take place as a result of their acts that's taking place. So we need to pray. We need to be aware of what's happening. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question is today, are we witnessing, are the inmates running this insane asylum or the asylum? Are the inmates in charge? Are the wicked truly in charge? I think so. So what do we do? How do we respond? Let me just read you a couple of two or three articles, and then we'll open our telephone lines. And that telephone number, by the way, is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Here's an article that says, "Rabbi at Columbia," that's Columbia University, "tells Jewish students to stay home for their safety." The rabbi who co-directs the Orthodox Union's Jewish Learning Initiative on campus for the Columbia University told Jewish students on Sunday to stay home until the campus environment improves. Quote, "We're witnessing in and around campus, what we're witnessing is tragic. The events of the last few days, especially the last night, have made it clear that Columbia University's public safety and the New York Police Department cannot guarantee safety of the Jewish students. Safety in the face of extreme anti-Semitism and anarchy," the rabbi wrote to a group of 290-plus students on the WhatsApp app, messaging app. It deeply pains me," he said, "that I strongly recommend you return home as soon as possible and remain home until the reality in and around the campus has dramatically improved," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, what's happening in America? Are we witnessing the beginning stages of another Holocaust? I think so. Are we witnessing today the uprising of the Islamic jihadists? I believe so. Are we witnessing today the unraveling of the Constitutional Republic and the representative form of government that we've had for almost 250 years? I think so. Is it something that we ought to be concerned about? I believe so. Is it something that I believe that we can do something about? I believe we can. I believe we can pray and seek God's face and ask Him to intervene. And I believe that if enough prayer warriors out there listening today were to do that, I believe we could see a dramatic turnaround in what is taking place. Looking at another headline, have dozens of them, by the way, today, in relationship to what's happening with the campuses across the nation, what the government's doing and what the government's not doing, what the campus police and what the campus presidents are doing and what they're not doing. Ladies and gentlemen, mob chants, death to America, burns Old Glory in New York City. A violent mob of anti-Semitics chanted death to America and burned an American flag Monday in New York City. No one was arrested. Meanwhile, protesters blocked the traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco and the Kennedy Expressway outside the Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. It's unclear how stopping people from boarding a JetBlue flight is going to help the people of Gaza. And for that matter, if the anti-Semitics hate America so much, why don't they just protest in some other third world country? End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the throes of the demise of the foundation of our nation. We're witnessing the third term of Barack Hussein Obama that promised to fundamentally change America. What we're witnessing today is the incremental, fundamental change of America. It is changing America. By the way, go back and look. Barack Hussein Obama claimed he got his credentials from Columbia University. Columbia University's professoral staff is all made up of socialist, Marxist, communist professors. What do you think these students are? They've been trained to do exactly what they're doing, and now it's woe is me. How can we stop them when they, Columbia University and the others, really do not want to stop them? It's the planned, organized overthrow and the eating away at the foundation of our great nation. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Gilbert. You are so on point. Oh, I'm sorry. I hope you're having a blessed day and staying out of the heat.
I am blessed and thankful each and every morning I wake up. Say thank you, Lord, for waking me up.
I just got two comments. Now, back in the 60s, when the civil rights movement was going, Kennedy had to step up because when the whole world saw that they were putting fire hoses on young people and sicking dogs on them, so he had to step up. This, like you said, the third term of Obama administration, and I remember he said a new reset. And like you said, this is third term. Now, you see all these people doing all this. Why don't you send a National Guard like Kennedy did and break them up and get them off the college campus? I don't understand. I don't understand. He's in the basement in the grave. That's just like a like when Hitler had looking like.
Hitler stayed in his bunkers while his henchmen carried out the orders, and we see the exact same thing because, you know, Barack Hussein Obama has bragged more recently that he's in contact with, personally or by telephone, every day with Joe Biden. And by the way, I've got article after article before me that during the course of this broadcast today we'll talk about where Barack Obama is recognized as being the one that is carrying this out. Alan Dershowitz, one of the superb constitutionalists of America, although he is a Democrat, he says what we're witnessing today is the destruction of the foundation of America by the Islamic jihadists and by those that want to destroy our nation. He calls them useful idiots and groomed terrorist, and I believe that's exactly what we're seeing today. We're witnessing the crescendo, and unless, as you said, unless the government stops it, unless the National Guard's called in, or some apparatus that will stop it, it's going to just simply canker and spread until it envelops the entire nation and destroys our fundamental rights as a constitutional republic. And that's what's on the media, on the borderlines heading down that path. I'm looking at a headline. It says, "Death to America's chants in Dearborn, Michigan echoes across all social media and draws local condemnation. Video has captured chants, 'Death to America' and 'Death to Israel,' this article reads. The rally was held at the International Al-Qaeda, an annual pro-Palestinian event held on the last Friday of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan to express support for the Palestinians in their decades-old land dispute over the creation of the Jewish state. They're claiming that it's over a land dispute. They're claiming that it's to protect Gaza. They're claiming that it is to protect Hamas, and I could go on and on and on. When the real reason, the underlying, underpinning reason for what we see taking place is for the destruction, the absolute evisceration of the fundamental foundation of the United States of America. And it's not just these airheads, these that have been brainwashed by the socialist Marxist professors in New York University, Columbia University, Harvard University, et cetera, et cetera. It's not just those, but we're discovering now the mega major numbers of outside interveners are coming in that have the mindset of bringing about a total destruction of America. And that's the game plan. And so, Kenneth, I believe that the warnings ought to be made from high, that everyone would understand that our nation is in danger unless Christians, conservatives, and patriots stand up, speak up, be visible, be verbal, be heard, be seen, and be salt and light. We're called on as Christians to be salt and light. Salt does not stop the decay, but it preserves it and slows the decay down. Light certainly illuminates darkness. We need to be salt and light in the society in which we're living in. What say you?
Yes, Dr. Young, I think when, praise God, he gives us a reprieve and let Trump get back in office, I believe right then all these cells and all the haters, especially of Israel, they're going to explode. Because like he said, all the illegals, he sent it back to their country.
Well, I'm praying, Kenneth, that that can take place. I'm praying that it can happen. What we see, though, is the infiltration of what is claimed to be those that are concerned about Gaza, those that are concerned about the Islamic jihadists, as I call them, in the Middle East. It's not really that concern. The underlying, underpinning focus, whether they realize it or not, is to destroy our nation. Looking at the headline, says, "Muslims chant death to America in Michigan. A crowd of pro-Hamas demonstrators gathered in Dearborn, Michigan, chanting, 'Death to America, death to Israel.' One of the speakers called the United States one of the rottenest countries on the face of the earth. If you, this writer says, if you don't love America, you're afraid to go back to whatever third world country you came from. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden's Justice Department is infiltrating Catholic churches, jailing pro-lifers who prayed and sang hymns outside abortion clinics, et cetera, et cetera." So, Kenneth, the bottom line is, as I'm talking about, are the inmates running the asylum? The answer is yes. As we witness these demonstrations, burning buildings now, trying to kill police officers and defying the authorities on these campuses and chanting death to America and death to Israel, what we're witnessing, what we're watching, are terrorist acts. And if we, i.e. you or I or others that are Christians, conservatives, what if a pro-life group were to get out and do the same thing? A pro-life group would get out and block the Brooklyn Bridge. What if the pro-life group were to get out and lock arms and encircle the Capitol building and simply pray? What would happen? They'd all be hurled around, locked up, handcuffed, zip-tied, thrown in the back of a paddy wagon, put in jail, booked, charged with some fines, and their records would not be expunged as they're doing now for these pro-Hamas demonstrators. So there's a vast difference. We're watching a dual justice system in America that I believe is going to cripple our nation, destroy our nation, undermine our foundation. And the Bible says in Psalms 11:3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And so I'm gravely concerned about it, Kenneth, and I'm praying that our listeners today will be as concerned, concerned enough to pray and ask God to intervene. And the intervention in this election, just as you were saying, you're spot on with that. We need to have Donald J. Trump back in office. I believe within 48 hours, he could start cleaning the clock enough that would change the trajectory of what's taking place in our nation. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call.
Okay, I'm going to get off the phone, but I wanted to ask you one question. What is the Christian nationalist? And I'm going to get off the phone.
All right, thank you, Kenneth. I'm glad you asked the question. Those that are trying to defame, demean, and diminish the voices of the Christians in America are now calling us Christian nationalists. Listen to this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love God, if you love our country, if you love the flag, if you're willing to even wear a MAGA hat, we're called a Christian nationalist. It was Barack Hussein Obama that claimed that all the Christians want to do is hold on to their guns and pray and cling to their Bibles. And that's exactly what we see today. It is the socialist Marxist media and the socialist Marxist group that wants to destroy America that's trying to quiet, trying to shut up, trying to silence the Christian voice. And so if they can use a demeaning term to cause Christians to be silent, after all, I don't want to be demeaned. I don't want to be called an ugly name. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're loving the Lord, if being willing to cling onto your weapon to protect our nation and for self-defense, if holding the Bible in your hand, reading the scripture, preaching the word, teaching the word, if that makes us a Christian nationalist, put me number one on the list. And yet that's the Christian nationalist is a term today that's being used to silence the voices of Christians. I believe it's time we stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, not going out and being a rabble-rouser or trying to cause a problem, but to be seen, to be heard, to let the leaders on the other side of the aisle with the inmates that set free today to rule our nation. I believe it's time that they recognize that we as Christians are not going to be silent. We aren't going to sit down and shut up. We're going to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. That's my prayer today. That's the goal. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. So I ask the question again. Ladies and gentlemen, what if you, what if I, what if the group of us decide that in order to protect the state of Florida from the Amendment 4, which is the, I believe that's the number, six amendments on the bill on the ballot for November the 5th, and one of it is the murder by way of abortion amendment that will open the floodgates and allow Florida to become the murder capital of the world. University of North Florida did a survey and said that 72% of Floridians were going to vote yes on that amendment. I pray that that's a lie. I pray that that's not true. I pray that it was simply liberal as the liberal thinkers are at the University of North Florida. But I pray that you will understand the need to vote no on that. And ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing and watching. What if we were to get out into the streets and start marching and demonstrating and demand that that amendment be defeated? I think that there needs to be a recognition that we stand against it. But what if that's done? What would the police do? What would the sheriff's offices across the state of Florida do? Would we be arrested? Would we be handcuffed, thrown in jail, booked, fined, and released? Or would it be as the demonstrators and the campuses across America today, where if they're arrested, released, then their records are expunged so it doesn't even show that they've been arrested. What's the point of the law enforcement? What's the point of saying we're going to arrest them? Looking at a headline, anti-Israel agitators occupy Columbia University campus as university president faces grilling from Congress. Anti-Israel agitators occupy Columbia University's South Lawn for hours as university president testifies before Congress this past Wednesday. Dozens of protesters camped out on the campus calling for the university to divest itself from companies that are tied to Israel. The president said, testified regarding anti-Semitism on Columbia's campus alongside co-chair of the university board of trustees. Ladies and gentlemen, all of our campuses, all of our universities, now it's coming forth, it's being shown, it's being revealed what kind of leadership we have in our campuses and our universities. Listen, I've said for several years, the cure to all of this is to cut off all tax money, all funding to these colleges and universities and allow the students' tuition to take care of it and not allow the taxpayers to fund it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that I believe is very, very serious. It's coming to a crescendo. It's coming to a head. We need to know what's happening. What do we need to do? How do we need to be involved? What should Christians and conservatives do? We're going to take about a 1-minute top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida.